The president doubles down on Lisa Brady. Fox News days after saying Russia's leader cannot stay in power, President Biden says he's not calling for regime change.
I was expressing my outrage at the behavior of this man. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
But he also insists he's not walking back the remarks.
It's more an aspiration than anything. He shouldn't be in power. There's no, I mean, people like this shouldn't be ruling countries, but they do. The fact they do, but doesn't mean I can't express my outrage about it.
The president also says he does not think his comments complicate diplomatic efforts. Ukrainian and Russian officials have another round of talks set for tomorrow. Russia wants Ukraine's eastern Donbass region. Ukraine's president says his country is prepared to declare its neutrality, but won't sacrifice territorial integrity. The UN leader is calling for a humanitarian ceasefire. Early criticism from the left and right for President Biden's $5.8 trillion budget plan, paid for in part by tax hikes.
A $2.5 plus trillion dollar bomb of tax hikes dropped on top of an economy that Democrats' policies have already hurt badly.
The Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it would be the largest tax hike in U.S. history as is. But McConnell also says it's woefully short on defense, even as Senator Bernie Sanders criticizes the president's level of defense spending. What opponents criticize as a don't say gay bill signed into law by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
And so in Florida, we will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not an indoctrination.
DeSantis says it's not appropriate for kids as young as age 5 to be introduced to gender identity and sexual orientation issues in the classroom. The new Parents' Rights Act banning classroom instruction on those issues in grades K through 3 also allows parents to sue. President Biden has called the measure hateful. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Allegations of a possible poisoning involving negotiators in the Ukraine-Russia peace talks.
One thing we do know about poisoning attacks is that wherever and whenever they occur, they violate international law as well as very basic standards of human decency. Now, what allegedly happened in this instance, Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich, as well as at least two Ukrainian peace negotiators, are suffering now from symptoms of poisoning. This includes red eyes, painful tearing, peeling hand and facial skin. This according, again, to the Wall Street Journal.
Fox's Jillian Turner, an investigator from the website Bellingcat, was asked to help provide an examination by chemical weapons specialists. And they say three members of the delegation had symptoms consistent with poisoning with chemical weapons. This suspected poisoning being blamed on Russian hardliners wanting to sabotage the talks. The slapping incident at the Oscars now under review, the Academy launching a formal probe and condemning Will Smith's actions. Smith, who went on to win Best Actor, slapped comedian Chris Rock after his joke about Smith's wife, who has a hair loss condition. A boxer is offering big money for Smith and Rock to step into the ring.
Following the slap heard around the world at the Academy Awards, Jake Paul wants Will Smith and Chris Rock to take their spat to the next level with big bucks on the line. The social media personality turned pro boxer tweeting, "I got $15 million for Will Smith and $15 million for Chris Rock ready to go. Let's do it in August on my undercard." Paul later writing, "Someone get me on the phone with Will Smith's boxing representative ASAP." Some Twitter users scoffed at the idea of A-list talent like Smith and Rock as an undercard, one saying they should be the main event. This isn't Paul's first boxing proposal to quash a celebrity feud. He previously offered Kanye West and Pete Davidson $30 million each to get in the ring. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Stocks finish higher after a mostly down day, the Dow gaining 94 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.